What's happening, everybody? Welcome to our initial show, our initial podcast of Leadership Lifestyle. My name is Brandon Jones, and today we are going to bring you the latest and greatest topics of leadership. This is where amazing things happen. Here we talk and learn about being a leader, because in this day and age, it's more than just holding a title. Here we will also talk about leadership and life, because believe it or not, these go hand in hand. Leadership comes in many forms, and we will talk about with our leaders and special guests about leadership, mentoring, motivation, and how to overcome obstacles we are all presented with on a regular basis. We'll learn new strategies and different principles that will help us navigate different stages of life. So in this episode, we're going to talk about attitude and the extra ingredients that we all need to make that happen. So who do you surround yourself with? Most all of us admire and like to be around people who are positive people. There are many different qualities that we may possess and that we may admire. It may be their tenacity, the expectations they set, their charisma, talents, the way they motivate people. Or it may just be the things they do because they do the right thing. I recently heard of a couple of examples from two different individuals who are doing the right thing because they want to. I will tell you their stories in a later podcast. And I will do an interview with them and talk to them about why they do what they do and the benefits and what do they expect to get out of this, which I'm sure we all probably know the answer or would at least expect what they're going to say. So it's said that life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react. Well, if that's true, then our attitudes towards the things that happen to us, whether it's good or it's bad, will turn out the way our attitudes direct us. You know, John F. Kennedy at one point during his inauguration speech stated, "Ask not what their country can do for them, but what they can do for their country." So what are we doing to better ourselves by ourselves? So if our attitudes can have a direct impact on ourselves, imagine what our attitudes are when we're talking to other people or when we're directing other people. So here are some tips that John Maxwell suggests that we use to help disown helplessness and start empowering others. 1. Never make excuses. 2. Create a can-do environment where people are expected to solve their problems. 3. Model a whatever-it-takes attitude to your team. 4. Provide training to enable team members to succeed. 5. Challenge people to take responsibility for their performance. 6. Make everyone feel valued and important as part of a team. 7. Give solid feedback after team members tackle a challenge. 8. Celebrate with team members who are succeeding. 9. Give people increasing challenges to test their growth and give them wins. Now here's the best part, everybody. It's up to you. It's up to you to go out there and make a difference. Start small. Little changes will lead to large changes over time. So go out there and be the best leader you want to be. Be the leader you ought to be. So thanks for joining me today on our initial podcast. Now what I'm asking you to do is go to Brandon Jones on Facebook. It's at Meet Brandon Jones. Go ahead, like, follow me there. I'll be adding additional content onto there. Also, if you go to Instagram, that's right. Guess what the name is? Meet Brandon Jones. Again, additional content's going to be on Instagram and Facebook. Go there, follow me. Let's engage in some conversation. If you're interested in being a guest, let me know. I'd be more than happy to have you on. Let's talk about different topics of leadership. Till next time, be great.